Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get More Clients. I'm your host, Lynn Whitbeck. And business owners and entrepreneurs, hire me to ignite winning sales because most are chasing down clients stuck in a chaotic sales cycle and lacking client retention, conversions, and profits. The mission of this show is to educate, inspire, and motivate women around the world to build a robust sales strategy to get more clients. Because most can't get more clients and haven't a clue why. You will learn to transform thinking to the client's perspective, end sales chaos with a robust strategic plan, and to harvest the hidden profits. You will also have the opportunity to connect with me further to see how I can support you beyond today. So there are so many examples of how limiting beliefs hold us back in our careers. Once upon a time, one of the things I truly loathed, was attending networking events where I either knew no one or only a few people. I avoided these activities like the plague, maybe or like COVID or monkeypox. And if I did attend, it was only when I could go with someone and I stayed glued to their side. It was just sad. And I know that my own limiting beliefs of needing approval was manifesting as self-sabotage. And I know that now. But at the time, I was really struggling with this because networking is the lifeblood of fresh relationship opportunities. And you know what's really unusual when I'm talking about this is because my sales were great. I was just knocking out of the park. I was a superstar. I was really good at what I did, but networking was something I really didn't like. And I can only imagine how much more I could have achieved if I had not had that self-imposed barrier. Then one day, 1 hour transformed my outlook, my attitude, my approach, and my enjoyment of these occasions. And it was the equivalent of a lightning strike. And I was receptive because of previous mindset shift that I was embracing for continuous improvement. And this is what happened. I want to tell you about this. It was the kickoff session at a conference. So it was like the pre-session, the pre-day. And it was presented by Deborah Fine. And she is the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. And she told us about her own experience of hating these events and hiding in the corner or behind a colleague. And as Deborah talked about how she realized she needed to change and how she did it, as she went through her presentation, I saw myself. And I realized how much I wanted to change and stop allowing my fears to control my behavior. And so for the rest of the event, I practiced everything Deborah presented. And my conference experience was amazing. And it was ever since that kickoff session with Deborah Fine, I eagerly anticipate every business event, conference, and networking opportunity because it was life-changing. And I would passionately recommend The Fine Art of Small Talk for anyone who wants to stop being a wallflower and join in. And you know, as you sit here and think that that's the thing, we all associate ourselves. We think that we're alone, that no one else feels the way we do, that no one else is having these experiences. They do. And that's my story of how a self-imposed, self-limiting belief, right, held me back. And I want you to sit this right now. What's yours? You know, sit with this for a moment. What's holding you back from making new connections, building rapport, following up, asking for the sale, and getting more clients? So today, we're going to learn how to leverage affirmations to break free from what's holding you back for personal and professional growth. self-limiting beliefs surround sales and our abilities to get more clients, such as sales is sleazy. How many times have you heard that? Or it's manipulative. I feel uncomfortable asking for the sale. Or that I just said, you need to use manipulation to close the sale. These are all false. They are false and they are self-limiting beliefs. And we need to change that. So by the end of today's show, you're going to know how to use time travel to reveal self-limiting beliefs. You're going to master 6 techniques to overcome self-limiting beliefs. And you are going to apply the superpower of affirmations to change and formulate new beliefs. Because most limiting beliefs are subconscious. So they take some work to uncover. And last week, I shared how self-limiting beliefs show up in sales follow-up. Because they do. And we think, well, they don't want to hear from me. They're not interested. They didn't like me. And then you fail to follow up. All right. So that doesn't work. Because when we look at this, I want to go into this first part that I talked about. Our self-limiting beliefs are formed early in life. And this is where that exercise comes in called time travel. And I want to walk you through the time travel discovery process. First, you need to describe your upbringing. What were your parents or caregivers like? You know, their values. What did they teach you about the world? Second, what about your wider environment, like school, your extended family, maybe the Girl Scouts and that the community you're in there, the local community, and or your religious institutions? What did they teach you about yourself? Third, as you grow older, which of these early lessons did you react the most strongly against? What did you learn about yourself that contradicted what you had been taught? And that is a great opportunity for you to really spend some time with yourself, go out to wherever you like to sit. For me, it's out on my deck with a nice tall glass of club soda with maybe a twist of lime, with a paper, and I'm under the umbrella. I can feel the breeze. And sit and walk through those questions, walk through this exercise, because these are the questions that are going to get you started. And the idea is to get a clear picture of the environment you grew up in and how it shaped your belief formation. Because once you've identified some of these limiting beliefs that you're going to uncover, you can then uncover more and dig deeper because you want to overcome them. And there are 6 additional techniques that will help you. And I want to go through those. So here they are. Understanding their purpose. That's 1. Number 2, question the self-limiting beliefs. Yeah, you have that power. Laugh at them. That's 3. 4, formulate new beliefs. 5, retrain your brain. And 6, find inspiration. So let's go through each of these one by one. So let's talk about understanding their purpose, because all beliefs have a purpose. And usually that purpose is connected to keeping us safe. After all, we are an animal. Think about it. We have this literally hardwired into our DNA for survival to keep us safe. And this could be also manifest itself as protecting us from pain or another negative outcome. So a classic example in sales is this desire for approval. It may surprise you to hear, but most salespeople tend to crave approval. It's just, I don't know. It's certainly something I tap into. And as an example, the purpose behind this belief that I had about networking events were a waste of time, that could really have been manifesting as a protection to protect me from the pain of being the wallflower in the room. And what's so crazy is that once I recognized this desire to crave approval and that I wanted other people to like me, you know, that, you know, people pleaser thing, which is another thing that so many women have, I turned that around. And when I would go to, and I do go to networking events, and I see the wallflower, I see someone standing apart, I go right smack up to them. I introduce myself. I ask them who they are. And I ask them to join our group. Bring them in. Because that purpose that I had of that needing approval, that it can be misguided, whatever that is. But it's there. And understanding the purpose lessens the power of the self-limiting belief, and it allows you to break it down and break free. So number two, question the limiting belief. So here's another one. Perfectionism is a limiting belief, and I will still struggle with it occasionally. It's another very common thing. And I ask myself, this is how I question it, what the outcome would be if I went ahead when there was a tiny flaw. And I really learned this when I decided to learn quilting, and I took courses in quilting. So after work, go and do this to learn quilting. And I learned about the humility square, because nothing is perfect. And you want to have a humility square in your quilt that literally has a purposeful mistake. And that really helped me reframe my thoughts from that totally alternate perspective about perfectionism. Oh my goodness. It just let me see it a different way. It's like, wow. And is the worst thing of the outcome, what is that worse than of doing nothing, right? Does my perfectionism lead to more positive or negative results? These are the types of things that you can question about perfectionism. And the very process of overtly, out loud, questioning your limiting beliefs are helpful in reducing their power. Oh, well, let's throw number three out. Let's laugh at them. We all know that I'm pretty cheerful, right? And humor can be an effective unblocking tool. And it's hard for something to have power over when you're laughing at it, right? So you can make jokes out of your own limiting beliefs, like, oh my gosh, here I am. I just had a typo in this. Let's keep going. It's like, okay, I don't have to be perfect, right? And you can take them to extremes to come up with absurd scenarios that make you laugh, or at least not take yourself or your beliefs so seriously. So give that a try. Number four. And this is so powerful, is to formulate new beliefs. We want to create those new neural pathways in our brain, because we can do that. Yes. Yes, you can. You have the power to choose that you want to formulate a new belief and to break the power of your old beliefs. You have to replace them with new ones. You need to believe in something to make sense of the world and to give yourself a stable foundation for navigating it. And so for each of the limiting beliefs that you've identified, turn it around. Remember our reframe exercise that we did a few episodes ago, and formulate a new belief that's more in line with your values, and that will support you in achieving your goals. So here's an example. Instead of, I always have to do everything perfectly, you could say, I'm okay with small imperfections, as long as I'm doing what's important to me. So try that one out for size. All right, number five, retrain your brain, right? So as you're replacing those thoughts, you've got to retrain it. And there's three tools I use to retrain my brain. And they are affirmations, what this show is about. I love affirmations, a physical object, and a support practice. All right. This is absolutely so cool, because you can combine all three into one super powerful tool. An affirmation is a simple but powerful statement that helps you strengthen the connection between your subconscious and conscious mind. In my perfection example I gave you just a few minutes ago, you will create an affirmation. When things don't go as planned, I will adjust my expectations to focus on progress, not perfection. So, what did we just say? When things don't go as planned, I will adjust my expectations to focus on progress, not perfection. All right, so that's an affirmation I can say out loud to myself every morning when I get up. Next, you want to add a physical object, and perhaps it's a small rose quartz carved heart. And next is to support the practice. So every morning, I'm going to hold that heart. I've got it in my hand, and I'm going to say my affirmation out loud. Then I'm going to carry that heart with me during the day. And when something comes up, I'm going to hold that heart and remind myself of my affirmation. And if I need to, I'm going to say that affirmation either out loud or to myself in my head. And when you practice your affirmation to recognize when things are not perfect, however you expect and accept that they are good enough. So this is really wrapped around perfectionism as my example here. But a good rule is to practice your affirmation out loud, like I just said, every morning for 21 days. And there's so many different scientific studies out there about what it is, but we're going to go with 21 days. It takes 21 days for us humans to shift our thought patterns and begin to rewire our brain and create new neurological pathways to retrain it and be in a different place. That's about that personal and professional growth. And number six is finding inspiration. And there are sources of inspiration all around us. And these include people in business or in life who embody the new beliefs that you're formulating, people who've overcome being perfectionists, or who've overcome whatever it is that you've identified. There, you could be family, friends, peers. You can find inspiration in music. You can find it in reading, in quotes, in images, and in a business mentor. You can follow people who inspire you. You can read books about them or buy them, right? You can use inspirational quotes and images, and you can place them where you can see them every day. I always have my inspiration board that I can turn to and look at. It really is powerful. When I'm just in that moment, I can take that second pause and look at my inspiration board. All right. So we've also created three incredibly wonderful playlists on Spotify that will serve up a heaping helping of inspiration. And they are called Perfect Imperfections, Embracing Success, and Indispensable. And I'm going to include all the links to those in the show notes. And that's why I wanted to walk through this today. I've been spending a lot of time on personal and professional development because they are interchangeably linked. And that personal development of transforming our thinking and working through all the exercises that I've done in all of these episodes are going to work with you for your professional development to get more clients. They literally work hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. You can't be effective in your business and in your life, in your career, in your sales, if you have those self-limiting beliefs and those areas of really fighting with constructive criticism, of taking it personally, of not being able to really do that introspection work for personal growth. It will hold you back in achieving your big dream. All right. And that was what someone talked to me about just yesterday. And it was about your North Star and reaching that North Star. What is that North Star? You need to do introspection to figure out what is that North Star? What's going to be that driving force and passion? And then how are you going to put the building blocks and the pathway in place to get there? And part of that, such a big part of it, is recognizing that every one of us has self-limiting beliefs. And then digging down and understanding what is the underlying root cause of that. You know, let's move the dirt aside. Let's get down there and let's look at it. Because we really need to look at it, because when they're buried deep, they are going to continue to be there in our subconscious. They're going to linger and they're going to manifest themselves in ways that we just don't want them to manifest themselves. And all of us continue to fight and struggle with this. I just want you to know, this is an ongoing thing. There is no magic wand. This isn't going to go away. But what's really powerful is that by going through these exercises, when you're in that moment and you recognize, why am I struggling with this other person? Why am I having so much difficulty communicating with them effectively or working with them effectively? Take that moment to step back. Go out on whatever your space is, your virtual deck, with that club soda with a twist of lime, with some paper, a pen. If you like to do it on your iPad, if you just want to think it through, if you want to journal, if you want to talk about it with a trusted friend, go through what is going on and how is it impacting you and what are those underlying root reasons? Because they could be buried in some kind of fear that you need to recognize. They could be something that, once again, is a belief system that you need to bring forth. Because that's like that craving for approval. I had wonderful parents, but I did have a situation where, because I was the girl, I was literally not valued the same way. It was the boy who was going to be do all these amazing, wonderful things, which also put a completely unfair burden on him, right? So we both ended up with a situation that we had to fight with, that in our own way to have personal growth and development. The one having these incredible expectation that they were going to be do great things and be the superstar, and the other one that you're not, you know, as important. I mean, literally. I mean, it's like messed up. And it wasn't because they were bad parents. It's because that's the way they in turn were socialized in a male-dominated world, right? And so that was one of those things, and that perception of how that then trickled in into our belief system and how it impacted both of us. And we had to work hard to recognize that and to work to overcome that, you know? And that is the beauty of this, because it will impact every corner of your life. It's going to impact you in how you run your business. It's going to impact how you show up at networking events and standing in your own power and being the wonderful superstar you are. It's going to impact how you get more clients and you make those incredible connections. It's how you connect with your family and your loved ones and the relationships. It is so important to spend the time. That's why we've done it. That's why I've done it over and over in all these episodes, because I believe so passionately to be able to move into the rest of our sales strategy and to build out this incredibly whopping great system so that you can connect and convert clients and give them the impact and the service and the help that they need. You got to get out of your own way first. And you've got to figure that out. In fact, if you don't do that work, it's going to be hard for you to think like the client and to dive into what's going on in their world, because you've got all this baggage and it's weighing you down. So I am so glad that we've gone through all this. And I want to tell you about what's going to be coming up on the horizon. Next week, we're going to be talking about relationships and all this incredible work that you've done, how it's going to be so powerful so that you can be building better and stronger relationships where you can create rapport quickly so that you can truly and genuinely connect, so that you can understand what the client wants, needs, and lacks, so that you can help them, so that you can determine, are you a good fit for them? Are they a good fit for you? So that you can create that impact in their world, in their business, for their customers, for their clients, for the community. So we're going to really be diving into relationships, and we're going to go through that whole process, because This is about human to human selling. And we're working with other people and how that human to human selling, these aren't just a client. They're going to become, I hope, a trusted partner. They're going to become a promoter, a raving fan, a referral resource, and they're going to become a friend, a lifelong friend. And when you do this, you can have what I have right now, is that throughout my career, I can literally pick up the phone and call someone up that I worked with 20 years ago. And not only would they take the call, but they'd be happy to hear from me, because that's the strength of relationships. And when you need that resource and you want to just ask someone's opinion, they're there for you and you can reach out and pull that in. It's an asset that you have, because we are going to work through the relationships and apply that through the client journey to create this delightful experience so that you create these lifelong clients, referral partners, and friends. So as we dive into relationships, then following relationships, we are going to start working on outreach. All right. And we're going to build on everything that we've done, from thinking like the client to the client avatar and the market segment to the client journey and tapping into building the relationship so that we can do the outreach, so that you have the opportunity to connect, create the spark, so that you can connect and build the relationship, build the rapport, establish that, cultivate the relationship so that you can get more clients and guide them through the process. Because next, we'll be working on your follow-up strategy. Because all the time, whether you first met them, whether you're talking about what your sales funnel looks like, follow-up is very important. And after you've met someone and you've started to work with them, whether you're actually they're a client or they're still a prospect and you're working towards that next step of becoming a client, or after they become a client and you're executing or implementing on the plan, follow-up is required. In fact, after you do the close, you often have to do follow-up for negotiation in the sense of a contract that has to be signed. There's still work that has to be done. Follow-up occurs at every stage of sales. And it is the most important thing, that you tap into your superpower so that you know that that follow-up is that important and that you're going to deliver the value and make that connection to move the relationship forward. Then we'll be talking about presentations, whether you're presenting on a live TV show or you're presenting on a Facebook Live, if you're doing a podcast, if you're speaking in front of a room of 2,000 guests, whatever that is. So that presentation and how that shows up to be your fantastic, wonderful self. And then we'll be working through negotiation and closing, all of those things that are so vital to get more clients, and then nurturing the client and continuing to execute and get those wonderful referrals and more business from that client. So that was what lies ahead. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in, because my purpose is for you to get more clients. And on behalf of the Win-Win Women Network, I have carved out a limited number of time slots to invite you to hop on an Ignite Your Sales call with me to see what's working, not working, and what you would love to have working. And I'm going to see how I might further support you in affecting and effectively generating more leads, converting more sales, and fulfilling on your promise as a brand and organization. The fastest way to success is to assure people know that they matter. And the best way to make this happen is to build a consistent sales strategy to acquire, convert, and capitalize on every lead. And you will find growing your business is easy and lucrative. So today we looked at how to leverage affirmations to break free from what's holding you back for personal and professional growth. And the key is for you to implement these steps to stop wasting time, energy, and resources. And you have the opportunity to jump in and get the support you need for true success. Say yes to you and get on a call with me. I am really, truly gifted at this, and you deserve a shortcut to your success with the right support. You can go to P2Q, P2Q link/winwin. All right. And I will put that in the show notes, and you can connect with me on our website. And to stay current on all of our insightful advice, our breakthrough advantages, and never miss an episode, sign up for our weekly wisdoms newsletter at petitetoqueen.com. And next week on Get More Clients, we will be discussing how to rapidly build relationships with rapport and value. And I will see you next week on Get More Clients.